WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement continue to ask you to take steps to prevent property crimes. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says there continues to be more vehicle burglaries than usual.
The majority of those are unlocked, so please lock your doors and hide anything that could be of value that would be interest a thief.
And watch out for suspicious activity as police continue to take reports of stolen tires and rims from parked vehicles. More changes are coming to parking for Blinn College students. Approval was given at the last Board of Trustees meeting to purchase computer software where students can go online to purchase permits, pay fines, and appeal tickets at all campuses. Director of Strategic Initiatives John O'Neill says 150 parking spaces are being created on the Bryan campus, close to buildings where you pay by the hour.
A student who takes one Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, and assuming they go to class every day during the semester, but just pay for 1 hour, actually can save $104 over the year. And it's also been shown that the students do turn over those spots because a small portion of them have an incentive to get out of those spaces.
The new online registration is scheduled to begin in mid-August. It's the time of year where city and county governments and school boards are developing budgets for the fiscal year that starts October 1st. Bryan Mayor Jason Bienski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he has already been talking to staff.
We've already had a lot of projects that have been voted on by the council this past year that are pretty much going to take up those additional funds for the next fiscal year. You also have additional firefighters and police officers that we're going to be adding to the staff, and so there's ongoing maintenance and costs there.
The mayor is also monitoring what state lawmakers are proposing, including a bill that would require a supermajority to raise local property taxes. The White House says analysts want to review whether the Islamic State group was responsible for last week's shooting in Garland that killed two armed attackers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs suspects some terrorists are homegrown while others enter the United States through the southern border.
If you look at the way ISIS advertises, they really do some slick work. When I was in the Middle East back in November, I looked at some of the work they were using that they were using to recruit people, and you could see how it could it would be effective at recruiting disaffected Americans today. So I suspect we do have some homegrown terrorists that are sympathetic to the message that ISIS has.
The White House press secretary says they have not determined if the two men were killed after opening fire were in contact with ISIS. A federal law enforcement official says authorities had an open investigation into one of the men. There's buzz around Austin about a nonprofit's announcement it plans to release next month about 800 hours of video taken of state lawmakers and lobbyists in and out of the Capitol. Representative John Rainey of Bryan heard about what the American Phoenix Foundation was doing.
I was warned to be careful what you say to strangers because they could be recording. I heard that they had microphones and cameras that were on their clothing.
Rainey told WTAW's The Infomaniacs he may say things that aren't pleasant to the public, but he tries to catch himself so he sounds decent. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit CashinDental.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The weather's a lot quieter across the listening area this morning than it was at this time yesterday. For today, clouds, some sun, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Winds will try to pick up later today, high of 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight, the threat of a shower or thunderstorm, a low of 70. Occasional sun, breezy tomorrow. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow close to 85. There'll be some sun at times Saturday. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with an update for the high school playoff action that starts tonight. Kyler Murray is going to stay an Aggie football player, NBA playoffs, and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
Okay, so you do sports, and Chelsea, you do some sports, too. Do we care that much about this Tom Brady thing? Does that really matter?
It's tough, and I keep kind of – I've thought about it, and I just – he's still going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in history and, you know, one of the best football players, but because it's so fresh and it's so hard to get past right now, I don't know.
I think
football.
Anyway, go ahead.
I think they haven't come up with any punishments that I've seen just yet.
Yeah.
But I think I've found one that would work.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that?
I really and truly think because they screwed with the balls, next year they start the first five games using rugby balls.
Rugby balls.
Again.
That seems like a fair punishment, too,
because it came because the actual incident came in such an important game of the season. Yeah, every game's important if you look at it when there's not that, you know, it's not baseball where you play hundreds of games in one season.
That's the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. But what do you mean it's the AFC Championship game? Yeah, it is.
But in that vein, it wasn't even close, and I don't think the balls made that big because they blew it. It was 41-7 or something like that. Let me look. I've got it written down here. Yeah, 45-7.
Well, once again.
Yeah, because they were using deflated balls.
That's it. And this in a league that makes sure that the injury reports are in 3 days before the kickoff. What's that all about?
You're so
Betting, you
particular.
You know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You're so particular about other things, and
oh well. All right, well, let's wash our ears out with this. McDonald's is going to be testing kale salad for you. Can you imagine? They are testing a burrito bowl with kale in Southern California. Well, that's fine for Southern California.
Let Chipotle do their thing. Come on.
You're right. Okay.
Well, McDonald's owns Chipotle, don't they?
No, they don't.
I thought they did.
I know. I don't believe that's true. But nonetheless, they compete too much. So, Chelsea.
Yes.
If I say to you, because you're the youngest of the three of us here, if I say to you, Hamburglar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got the Hamburglar?
Yes.
Got Hamburglar visualized, right?
Yes, I got him.
Okay. Well, now I don't know if you know, McDonald's is kind of rocky. I mean, things are not going wonderfully for these folks. In fact, they announced earlier this week that they're probably going to sell about twice as many stores as they had first thought.
Oh, wow.
Because they want to get maybe some new franchisees in that won't be company stores. And it'll be interesting to see. And again, they're worldwide numbers. I don't know if that'll happen here because this is kind of a mixed area. Some of the restaurants here
are franchise restaurants. Some of them are company stores.
So okay.
We'll see what happens. But they've tried this. They've tried other things. Well, now, apparently, they figured out exactly what it is going to take to reverse their sliding sales. That's right. They're going to make over the Hamburglar. I mean, if you remember, he was just this kind of little icky guy with a funny voice who skittered around the set. No. Now we're going to have a basically John Hamburglar, proactive, multitasking, CrossFit sort of Hamburglar with a stubble face and stubby face, and kind of hipper and edgier. Yeah. It's going to be like an edgy Hamburglar.
Is he online?
That's exactly what I'm going to right now.
Yeah, there's a picture of him. Yeah,
McDonald's has a new Hamburglar.
That's it. Yep. He's rather unconventional.
Oh, I do. Yes. Okay.
See that little stubble-faced kind of dude?
Good night.
I know, and that's supposed to sell more hamburgers, folks. See how that works out for you.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, not sure about that one.
Yeah. Well, again, they're trying something. All right. So, and while we're talking about food, so are you one of those people who snacks a bit more than you should at night? It is easy to do, but here's good news. Finally, we've got science behind it. We understand why we snack. Researchers at Brigham Young University have concluded that food is not as satisfying at night, so we have to eat more of it.
What?
Well, of course, that's it.
Why is it not as satisfying
at
night?
This is what they did is this. Here's how they figured it out.
Okay.
What they did is they show people pictures of food and measured their brain activity.
Okay.
What they found was that photographs of tempting food did not spark the same brain responses at night as it did of other times during the day. Okay.
Okay.
Now consider, though, you've been through an entire day.
Yeah.
All the stimulation that you've gone through, and you've already eaten three meals or whatever. So
right.
I could see where you could be kind of tamped down a little
bit. I
think
also you're just more bored at night because you may be, you know, watching TV or watching a movie or just kind of relaxing. You don't have enough to keep your mind off of food.
That's it. The takeaway.
You're not distracted.
That's right. If you tell yourself that your snack isn't going to be as satisfying as you hoped, you lower your expectations, and maybe you can control how much you eat. But, you know,
this brownie is not going to be as satisfying as it would have been at 8 a.m.
As long as you have a wooden spoon and a container of Philadelphia cream cheese cheesecake spread, everything's fine.
Ugh.
That and Oprah. So, I mean, who could ask for more than that? All right, 7:18. Let's see. Where's the worst pothole in your world? Do you know where it is? I mean, is it there regularly so that you know that you can get away from it? Have you called the city to let them know? What have you done if there's a pothole or some sort of obstruction?
It's a reoccurring pothole.
Okay. Is it in the same place?
Yes.
Every time it rains, it happens all over.
Gosh knows how many times.
I understand. And that very well can happen. But if you think the pothole's bad, how about this? Drivers along a road in Bulgaria have to deal with a power pole that's been put in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Even better, or worse, the pole has no reflectors on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it doesn't stand out at all.
Oh, my.
The road was recently expanded, but since the pole was owned by the electric company, the municipality did not have the right
to move it.
No, they cannot. So they just simply poured the road around it.
Oh, my.
The municipality says they have now filed the necessary paperwork to move the pole, but they went ahead and opened the road that way. So it's different in other parts of the world.
I mean, I guess no one's crashed into it.
Well, not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Of course,
that's so dangerous.
Telling people in Bulgaria about that on a radio station in Texas probably doesn't help.
Yeah, we're
not
helping.
But, you know,
If anyone's traveling to Bulgaria.
That's right. Here you go.
In the coming weeks.
Now you know. Okay, so we got a new name for the royal baby, right?
Yes, right. Princess Charlotte.
That's it. And we mentioned earlier. Oh, that's cute. What was that little bell? Was that?
I don't know.
That was my stupid phone.
Oh, okay.
Well, it went right along with Princess Charlotte. The timing was perfect. But as we said, over in Great Britain now, they say they've got an heir and a spare, so they're good there.
I do love how they included Diana in the name.
Yeah,
that
was good. They got a lot of names in there, so that worked out well. They'll have to do a little addendum.
I wish I had more than just a first and a middle name.
See, you can always go in and legally add it if
add
you want
a couple.
You know, exactly. Why not? Most moms who have their first child are 25.4. It says here, according to CIA data. Is that what the CIA is doing now?
They're tracking babies and mothers' ages.
Oh, all right. So if we look at the Social Security Administration's list of the most popular names 25 years ago, okay, so in 1990, we would find which women will be giving birth this year. So if you were born in 1990 and your name is Jessica, you're having a baby this year, according to their statistics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jessica. Okay. The Social Security Administration reported 46,000 girls named Jessica were born in 1990. That was the most ever, okay, of any female name that year. Ashley, the second most popular name. Then came Brittany, Amanda, and Samantha. Then the next five by popularity in 1990 were Sarah, Stephanie, Jennifer, Elizabeth, and Lauren. So if you know young ladies who are 25 years old, those are the most popular names, Jessica, Ashley, and Brittany.
Basically all of my friends from high school.
Okay. Yeah. And of course, they all have different spellings, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You got
yes.
me.
Actually, most of, I think still of my generation, I guess you can say, we still used most of the same spellings. There might have been the double E started coming out.
Right.
But it wasn't until a few years later that like the L-E-I-G-H spellings with Bailey and Haley and Kaylee, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I lie. My roommate, her name's Kaylee, and it's L-E-I-G-H. So, yeah.
Well,
so
here's Ashley. I mean, how many ways can you go with Ashley, right?
Well, Chelsea, even. People spell my name wrong all the time.
Sure.
And I feel like my name is spelled the most commonly way that Chelsea should be spelled. It's like the soccer team. Okay. And it's like Chelsea in New York.
Yeah.
And Chelsea Clinton.
Exactly. Right. So there. But anyway, and that's the problem. That's why they don't sell coffee mugs like they used to, right?
I know.
Exactly.
I can always find my name, though.
That's it.
I can always find mine.
Or the little license place.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes,
that's
the personalized gift shop. Trinkets.
See, mine goes the other way, and that they never have them. They're all sold out. There's 1,000,005 Kevins.
Well, yeah, that's. By the way, I'll have to find it. There's a percent. They apparently figured out that by some year, not too distant future, the entire male population of Ireland will be overweight. I'll find that for you, Kevin, just to make you feel good. Okay. Just to
I'm
make you
trying.
Feel good. Do what you can, right?
I go to the gym 4 days a week.
That's it. Okay, coming up in just a minute, how you can fall asleep in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 724. Toss and turn, you hate that, especially if you have weird jobs like us where you have to get up early in the morning. Need to fall asleep quickly. So if you need to fall asleep, you need to relax a little bit. But Andrew Weil, who's a physician, has developed the 478 technique. It's described as a natural tranquilizer that calms the mind and relaxes the body so you can fall asleep quickly. It takes no special training. It takes no equipment. Here's what you do. First, forcefully exhale completely through your mouth, making that whoosh sound, okay? That's it, right. Thank you. Okay, sound effects. Close your mouth and inhale quietly through your nose to the mental count of four. Quietly to yourself. Thank you. Now, hold your breath for the count of seven. Okay, hush.
Quietly.
Yes, quietly. After this time has elapsed, then you forcefully exhale completely through your mouth. Do the whoosh thing again for 8 seconds in one big breath. Then you inhale again. You repeat this cycle 3 times. If you can remember that.
If you don't pass out first, yeah, you're supposed to fall asleep.
You're going to hyperventilate by then.
Hopefully it's written somewhere. But anyway, the technique is based on an ancient Indian practice that means regulation of breath. The Harvard-trained doctor claims the 4-7-8 method is such a powerful technique because it allows oxygen to better fill the lungs. Take some practice, but after a while, you should be able to fall asleep within 60 seconds. So look up the 4-7-8 sleep drill, and you too can fall asleep. And that's what you do, is you talk to your infant child about that. If you just do this, you fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, that'd do it.
See how that works out. All right, 7:26. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, it's a lot quieter today. That's kind of nice. 30% chance of showers today with a high of around 86. They'll up it to a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. But the temps will stay the same. Actually, the temps will stay about the same all the way through Monday. But our chances of rain increase as we move on to the end of the weekend. As it stands right now, 20 or 30% chance. Lows each night in the lower 70s. On Sunday, we're looking at 50% chance of showers during the day, a 60% chance of rain at night, and then Monday we'll start next week with a 50% chance of showers. Again, as it stands, and always subject to change. Right now, relative humidity is 94%. Winds are out of the southeast at 9. We have overcast skies, and it's 71 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Big sob story today from AP, folks, about the plight of oppressed food servers at the Capitol in Washington. The workers, I guess against their will, make the meals, bust the tables, run the cash registers in the restaurants that serve lawmakers. Now, how's this for income inequality? House and Senate members make $174,000 a year. They get paid during recess and even during government shutdowns caused by those evil Republicans. Meanwhile, these poor, oppressed food servers earn less than $11 an hour. Some of them don't even get paid when Congress is in recess. Now, one of the oppressed told the AP the Capitol's the most important building in the world. You'd think our wages would be better. She makes $12 an hour.
Trust
Texas stop.
Whoops.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of...
Okay, sorry, that's my fault. Let's go back to where we were.
Big sob story today from AP, folks, about the plight of oppressed food servers at the Capitol in Washington. The workers, I guess against their will, make the meals, bust the tables, run the cash registers in the restaurants that serve lawmakers. Now, how's this for income inequality? House and Senate members make $174,000 a year. They get paid during recess and even during government shutdowns caused by those evil Republicans. Meanwhile, these poor, oppressed food servers earn less than $11 an hour. Some of them don't even get paid when Congress is in recess. Now, one of the oppressed told the AP the Capitol's the most important building in the world. You'd think our wages would be better. She makes $12 an hour at a second job at KFC, as opposed to the $10.33 she makes at the Capitol. Another, an immigrant from Ethiopia, which would never tolerate income inequality, of course, makes $10.30 an hour. He does get another $3 an hour cash to go toward the health care. He's 21, so under Obamacare, he gets to lounge on his mom's health care plan. Oh, by the way, his dear mother kicked him out of her house when he decided to drop out of school so he could work in the food service business, and the AP could use him to complain about income inequality. The only solution is to pay food workers the same amount senators and House members get. I mean, after all, they do less harm to the country, don't they? It seems only fair to me. What's the problem?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ripped from the headlines, here's another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. 9 women pleaded guilty to an identity theft scheme. One worked at a military hospital and stole personal information from soldiers, many of whom were deployed to Afghanistan. They filed over 7,000 false tax returns for more than $20 million in refunds. Now, stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. Now, look. No one can stop all identity theft, and nobody can monitor every single business. But LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. I mean, it goes way beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, and now even the equity in your home. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. 800-440-4833 is the number.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski has started work on his 10th city budget. He told WTAW's The Infomaniacs it's a continuing goal of everyone on the council to balance priorities.
Is it street improvements? Is it expansions? Is it pools, parks and recreation, senior centers, infrastructure projects, increases to salaries and wages for our staff, and new garbage trucks?
Byinski is also monitoring proposed state legislation, which includes a bill that would require a supermajority vote to increase local property taxes.
Crazy things go on in other Texas cities, and then we pay the price for it. So, we haven't raised our city tax rate in the 10 years that I've been on the city council. I do advocate local control.
Byinski says those who don't follow what's going on in Austin do keep tabs on local politicians.
If they're not happy with it, they'll vote you out of office, they'll make a change, and they'll definitely come to your council meetings and tell you about it.
The mayor says additional projects approved by the Bryan Council that were not funded in this year's budget reduces the amount of carryover that could be applied to the budget year that starts October 1st. For the first time in 10 years, the U.S. House and Senate have a unified budget. While it's a non-binding resolution that won't go to the president, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's an important tool.
We've set the top line spending, and we've set the general outline of how we're going to spend taxpayer money below that in terms of how much goes to defense, how much goes to a Department of Energy or whatever. I mean, I'm thrilled to see the House and Senate finally do one. I mean, the House has done one for all 5 years that I've been there. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to see the Senate get off their rears and do the same thing.
Flores says the resolution can lead to replacing Obamacare with the reform package developed by the Republican Study Committee.
We would look at malpractice and litigation reform, would look at allowing customers to buy insurance across state lines, would have families get treated the same way that companies do when they're buying their health care coverage, would have a feature to allow small groups to form associations so that they get volume buying power when they're buying insurance.
Flores says the resolution calls for a balanced federal budget in 10 years. Blinn College students will no longer have to wait in line and fill out paperwork to get parking permits and pay fines. The Board of Trustees at their last meeting approved an online system that will be used at all four campuses. Director of Strategic Initiatives John O'Neill says this will speed up what has been a manual process of handling more than 60 parking tickets that are written each day on the Bryan campus.
I took this presentation in front of some of the student government folks and talked through it and asked their thoughts and their opinions on that, and they understood the turnover of the spaces as a solution for getting people off campus because they realize people don't stay.
Registration for online parking at Blinn is slated to start in mid-August. Burglaries and stolen tires and rims from parked vehicles continue to make a daily presence on local police reports. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen reminds everyone to be aware of what's happening in their neighborhoods.
Call in, even if you are unsure what it is, call in immediately. And if we can get to that area and at least identify the person that is in the area, they may be there legitimately, they may not.
McKeithen says that the recent burglaries have involved unlocked vehicles. From Austin, a drug maker has asked Texas and other states to return supplies of the company's drugs that could be used for lethal injection. Illinois-based Acorn sent the letter in March to attorney general offices stating it strongly objects to the use of its products in capital punishment. Governor Abbott is publicly getting behind a religious objections bill that is moving fast after the U.S. Supreme Court heard historic arguments over gay marriage. Abbott tweeted yesterday that he hopes to receive a Republican-backed measure that would allow clergy members to refuse officiating marriages that violate their beliefs. That Abbott supports the bill isn't surprising, but it marks the first time he has publicly backed one of a number of proposals that opponents consider anti-gay. The Texas House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee voted unanimously to award the Texas Legislative Medal of Honor to the late Chris Kyle. State Representative John Ray of Waxahachie says the resolution praises the American sniper's heroism and dedication.
His service was distinguished by exceptional dedication, and he exhibited extraordinary skill, especially with his sniper rifle.
Upon final approval, Kyle would become the 11th recipient of the medal. An Austin-based nonprofit has announced they'll release around 800 hours of video next month of state lawmakers and lobbyists mixing at the Capitol as well as bars and restaurants. Representative John Rainey of Bryan told WTAW's The Infomaniacs he was warned about the activity.
I don't know that I have anything to hide. Now, I may say something in a way that might not be pleasant to public, maybe, and
right.
I try to couch my words to make them sound decent when I talk, but I... When I'm just sitting around BSing with the folks in the office, I might say something that's not quite...
I understand the way you would want to say it in public.
That's
but,
right.
The American Phoenix Foundation, according to its Facebook page, recruits and trains select young potential leaders to become independent, truth-seeking journalists. WTAW News Time is 7:37, 72 degrees right now at the studios. This look at news is brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
If it's a first Mother's Day in your home, or maybe it's a special Mother's Day, David Gardner's has a solution for you. They do. Great present to open up on Sunday, or maybe before if you want to. That's what David Gardner's been doing for almost 35 years, making sure that extra special times or extra special moments or people are remembered by the jewelry that you have, either David Gardner create or one of the other designers that they represent there. A little late to get something designed, obviously, but you know, since they've been doing this for a long time, it's an easy process. You walk right in and you can give them an idea maybe of what you're generally looking for, or maybe you just want to see the vast array that they have there at David Gardner's, whether it's an individual stone or it's any number of stones with color. There can be drama. And again, it can be just the right thing for just the right person at the right time. They're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. They do authorized Rolex service. But for 35 years, David Gardner's has been making special occasions extra special. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 7th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2015-2016 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
Good morning. It's 740 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Intervals of clouds and some sunshine developing today. There could be an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become breezy. High temperatures today near 85. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. The threat of a shower or thunderstorm, 70. Some sun at times tomorrow, breezy. There could be a shower or a storm. Highs near 85. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm, breezy tomorrow night, 70. Intervals of clouds and sun Saturday, breezy. Chance of a shower or storm. Highs close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M offensive lineman Jarvis Harrison being picked up by the New York Jets and finally signed. Kyler Murray's going to stay an A&M football player and has decided against the Major League Baseball draft, made NBA playoffs, and more. We'll do it all for you in sports here in about 10 minutes.
7:41, football players at three universities will wear helmets equipped with sensors to help researchers learn more about head hits and concussions. For the next three seasons, helmets worn by players at the University of California, Los Angeles, that would be UCLA, University of North Carolina, and Virginia Tech, will be sent to Indiana University for analysis. U.S. News & World Report says the helmets will reveal where and how hard players are hit. The $30 million study being funded by the NCAA and the U.S. Department of Defense. Maybe it's DARPA doing that.
Probably.
We'll see what happens there. Huh. And when will they make that study public? Just saying, there's a lot of money running on that.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of money. Speaking of lots of money, nearly 1,600 workers were found to have willfully evaded U.S. taxes over a 10-year period.
How many?
1,600. Oh, wait, they all work for the IRS.
No.
1,600 IRS workers found to have willfully evaded taxes over a 10-year period. Well, Geithner did it. Hey, if the boss can do it, so can they. It's a small percentage of the tax agency's employees. They're 160 workers a year out of a workforce of like 85,000. A new report by the agency's inspector general said most were not fired. Of course not. They're federal employees. Even though a 1998 law calls for termination when IRS workers willfully do not pay their taxes. Well, how did Geithner get hired then? The penalty must be waived by the IRS commission. Okay. Among those offenses, improperly claiming dependents, repeated failure to file timely tax returns, claiming tax credit, first-time homeowners, and they didn't qualify. Some received promotions, raises, and bonuses after they were caught not paying their taxes. So how's that working out for you? Just grip the steering wheel a little harder. Everything will be fine. Oldest living World War II veteran will turn 109 years old on May the 11th. But he already had a head start with celebrations. Richard Overton's friends and family threw him a birthday party last Sunday in Austin. 100 people in attendance, including the mayor.
Yeah, I saw him smoking a stogie.
He does a lot of that. He does a lot of that. When asked for the secrets of his longevity, he's outlived two wives and has been single for about 30 years. He said, God only knows. He said, it's God's work. He said, he's the one who's keeping me living. He smokes 12 cigars a day.
A day?
A day.
Oh, my God.
And has been smoking since he was 18. You do the math on it. Wow.
Holy cats.
That's amazing. Hello.
Hey, have y'all heard of the new Texas high school program geared towards preventing sexual assault and domestic abuse? Targeted toward the athlete?
Yes. Uh-huh. What about it?
I had not heard a thing about it, and I'm really kind of surprised that
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. No, it was something that came up. I think probably earlier this week, maybe late last week. Hello.
Yeah, on those tax evaders.
Yeah.
That goes back to the prior administration, so it must be Bush's fault.
That's it. You're exactly right. We knew that was what it was. Actually, yeah, going back 10 years. That's it. Did you hear about the lady in Florida with the Pizza Hut app?
Yes.
Man, what?
Oh, my gosh.
What an amazing. Brilliant. It really was. Here's the story in case you didn't hear it. Highland County Sheriff's Office investigators say the unidentified lady was being held hostage by her boyfriend. Thinking fast, she decided to order a pizza online since she's a regular customer at a Pizza Hut nearby. In the notes section of the online order, she typed in, "Please help 911 get to me. 911 hostages help." The employees at the Pizza Hut notified police, went to her home. There they found her boyfriend, one Ethan Dickerson, who allegedly had a knife. At first he refused to surrender, but eventually came out after about 20 minutes. Nobody was hurt. So use the app that was on her phone.
Yeah. Yeah, he took her phone away from her, and right. There were kids in the house,
okay.
And their kid or her kids. I don't know if they were their kids, but so she finally convinced him after. I mean, she had been held hostage most of the day, I think.
Yeah.
And so she said, "Hey, the kids are hungry. Let me order a pizza for them at least. Like, let's get some food for the kids." And so he handed over her phone, and she used the app, and then like you said, sent a little message along with her pizza order, and the pizza guy or the manager of that Pizza Hut said, "We didn't even question it. We called 911 immediately."
No, that's where there's a hiccup.
Huh?
And that's the only part that scares me a little bit. You get that note and the manager of the store called the store, like the overall manager,
okay,
to ask permission to call 911.
Well, okay. Well, they've had, I don't know, there's a phrase for that, right? Where they've had, I know it's happened in celebrities' homes where they've had SWAT teams come to their home.
Right.
And so I understand that.
And how many, teenagers pulling pranks
and
stuff.
As long as they don't waste a lot of time, as long as they're timely in the way that they handle
right.
that, then that's a good thing. Hello?
Hey, I just got the tail end of that story about recording at the state capitol. What's that all about?
Well, yeah, well, it's just... they're apparently our news story. They're apparently recording. Apparently, politicians go to bars and restaurants. I was shocked when I heard that. But anyhow, yeah, that's and we'll see what happens. I mean, we don't know exactly what they have recorded, but it's kind of like.
But there's 800 hours.
Yeah,
a video for you to sift through and listen to.
Yeah, it's one of those I know where you live and I saw what you did and I know where you live kind of things. Or I know what you did last summer. Was that what the name of the movie was?
I mean, I've been trying to get somebody to follow me around and record my life for years now.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive. Toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about the machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My guess is you're busy, maybe too busy. It's a similar story for many of us. We have trouble telling people no, or we convince ourselves we have free time because there's a tiny blank spot on our calendar. But deep inside, we know we're overcommitted. The question is, why do we choose to stay that way? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Typically, our first answer to that question might be, because I'm doing important things. Well, that may be true, but it could also be part of the problem. What if we're overloading our schedule because it's the only way we know how to feel significant? Listen, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in a job well done or enjoying our work. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel valued and needed. But we've lost our balance in life when we believe we have to do stuff to prove to ourselves and everyone around us that we're worth something. That's a monster that'll never be satisfied no matter how much you feed it. The only true answer is to learn to appreciate our value as a person, apart from everything we do. Living well is all about discovering our meaning and purpose in who we are, all the unique and peculiar things that make us, us. When we understand that, we'll have appropriate balance, and our activities will enrich our lives rather than consume us from the inside out. For help discovering your true worth, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kind of want to know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. The New York Jets have signed offensive lineman Jarvis Harrison. The fifth-round draft pick out of Texas A&M is a versatile lineman who played guard and tackle for the Aggies in his four seasons. He missed the first two games of last season while recovering from off-season shoulder surgery. Some good news for A&M football. Four-star quarterback signee Kyler Murray said he would not enter the 2015 Major League Baseball draft. Murray tweeted yesterday, quote, opting out of the MLB draft. Murray has been projected to be a high-round draft choice in June's draft. The number 25 A&M softball team was unable to hold off South Carolina. They fell 6-3 to the Gamecocks. They'll find out Sunday where they'll be headed for the regionals, however. Former Texas A&M head baseball coach Mark Johnson will be recognized at the 2015 Southeastern Conference Baseball Tournament, being selected as one of four former standouts from the conference's member institutions that make up the 2015 Baseball Legends presented by AT&T. Johnson is the all-time winningest coach at A&M and served as the Aggie skip from 1985 to 2005. In bi-district baseball playoff action tonight at Rudder, it's the Rangers versus Pflugerville-Conley at 8 o'clock. Game 2 is tomorrow at 7 in Conley. Brian hosts Hutto this evening at 7, and College Station will take on Waco tomorrow at 7 in Mumford. In the NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Houston Rockets have evened their respective conference semifinal series at a game apiece by winning last night.
Here's Harden on Rivers, comes left through the lane, to the cup, lefty scoop, good. 28 for the Beard. Rockets up a dozen, their biggest lead of the game.
Harden added a few more to finish off with 32 points, and the Rockets outscored the Los Angeles Clippers 115-109. In other semifinal NBA action, LeBron James took 29 of the Cavs' 83 shots and finished with 33 points and 8 rebounds for a 106-91 win over the Chicago Bulls. On now to the NFL. You remember Deflategate, where the New England Patriots were accused of deflating footballs in the playoffs, and Tom Brady said he didn't do that?
You know, I didn't alter the ball in any way.
Well, as it turned out, he did. An NFL investigation has determined the New England Patriots employees likely deflated footballs used in the AFC Championship game, and that quarterback Tom Brady was probably, quote, at least generally aware, end quote, of the rules violations. The Colts complained that several footballs were underinflated, and the NFL confirmed that 11 of the 12 balls used by the Pats in their 45-7 victory over the Colts were under the legal limit. The report includes text messages between officials, locker room attendant Jim McNally, and equipment assistant John Jastrzemski that imply Brady was requesting footballs deflated below the legal limit of 12.5 pounds per square inch. In Major League Baseball, still battling for the boot in the three-game series, Texas was trying for their first series sweep of the season against the red-hot Astros.
Here's a drive to deep left, headed for the Crawford boxes, and it's gone. Piguero, his second home run of the ballgame, his third home run in the last two.
That solo shot helped the Rangers rout Houston 11-3 behind eight strong innings from Colby Lewis. Astros manager A.J. Hinch, not pleased.
Just a series to forget, a day to forget. Obviously, Sam, early on, a couple of walks, and then they hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, it's sort of the same way we were winning games in the last 10 days. So really never got into the start where he was in control of innings. You know, it's the early walk, throwing stolen base, then a walk, a couple of homers, and you know, 2 4-run innings are really hard to – it's hard to navigate through. So he took one for the team, you know, later in the game to get us a bridge to the rest of our bullpen. And all around, just a forgettable series for us.
Houston had won 10 straight entering the season, but was outscored by Texas 20-5 over the three games. Houston is in Los Angeles tonight for the Angels. First pitch at 9:05. Texas heads to Tampa. They'll start that one at 6:10. And we'll wrap it up in the NHL. The Washington Capitals and Tampa Bay Lightning are both one win away from a showdown in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Caps beat the New York Rangers 2-1. The Lightning also earned a 2-1 win over Montreal, but they did it with 1.1 second left to play. Tyler Johnson scored the game winner. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dad has always loved to tell us stories of his days in the service, but with his memory getting worse, he can't recall as much as he used to. I knew Dad needed more help than what I could give him. That's when I found Visiting Angels. It's comforting knowing someone who is specialized in memory care is able to give Dad the care he deserves right in his own home. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use Dad's military benefits for his care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at Visiting Angels.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
I'm looking to mix it up a bit.
How about trying our new smoked Gouda club?
I'm listening.
Roast beef, black forest ham, and oven-roasted turkey breast toasted with creamy new smoked Gouda cheese spread plus your favorite veggies. All on Subway freshly baked bread.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway smoked Gouda club won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, couple of minutes till. Just looking outside, you know, it's so much nicer this morning than what we had to do yesterday. My goodness. And did you see that a tornado came within 2 miles of Moore, Oklahoma yesterday?
Yep.
Man, that's amazing. We have defined, I believe we have defined Tornado Alley better than we ever have before.
Yep.
And it's, man, it is right there. All right, just in time for holiday gift giving, the new virtual reality headset from Oculus VR will be out early next year. Oh, no, that won't be here for gift-giving. The more expensive Vive will be there. That's HTC's. I got a chance to look at that thing about a month ago. That's amazing. If you want to live in a world of virtual reality.
Nah, no thanks.
Yeah, just reality is better.
So I have enough trouble as it is.
reality. For the first time ever, scientists have detected dead zones in the Atlantic. Now, it's not like Stephen King's story. It's worse, really. Because it's real. The so-called dead zones are areas of extremely low oxygen in the ocean. Discovery News says that the levels of oxygen in the tropical North Atlantic? That doesn't sound like it. Doesn't make any sense. Always hear about how it's so cold and foreboding up there in the wintertime.
Tropical.
Anyway, yeah, we're the lowest ever recorded in the open Atlantic. The oxygen level's about half the concentrations expected. And once again, if you ever doubt it.
Oh, God! We're going to die!
Yeah, we are.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Well, but wash it out with this. It's going to be really nice weather today. How's that? Now, it's going to be okay as long as we can dodge the showers. High temperatures will be in the probably the lower 80s all the way through Tuesday. Now, we do have a slight chance of some showers today, and it increases as we move on through the weekend. As it stands right now, 40% for tomorrow, 50% on Sunday, and 60% on Sunday night, and 50% on Monday.